And it's time again for another episode of Back to the Movies. And we have Melanie Cutting with us. So welcome, Melanie.
Thank you very much. So I did, of course, I did see a movie the other day. But I discovered after I'd seen it, I went to see it with a friend, and it was mostly in Norwegian, and there was some English, and everything was in French. After the language that, if you couldn't understand Norwegian, you hopefully you could understand French, because that was the other language. Very little English, and I simply didn't realize that. So I went to see this movie, not knowing exactly what I was getting into, except that I had read really excellent reviews, and it's being considered as one of the movies of the year. And it's definitely, you know, it's a Scandinavian film with a couple of well-known actors and one well-known American actor. So it's a little hard to talk knowledgeably about it, because I just didn't, having not realized how much of the language was going to be French and Norwegian, I just couldn't grasp a whole lot of the nuances from the movie. But it's called Sentimental Value, and it features, as I mentioned, a cast of people from Norway and other Scandinavian countries. There's an American actress who has a big part, but not the biggest part. And here's the important thing, is that it is not there anymore. I thought, oh, this is a movie which is going to be around for a while, and people will go and see it. And in fact, there was a relatively good number of people there the other day. But I think that was the last of it. There was no continuation of that movie after the day that we saw it. So I can talk, not terribly knowledgeably, but a little bit knowledgeably about this movie, and you can maybe keep things in mind for when you watch the Academy Awards, because it's certainly going to be nominated for one of the best pictures of the year. But it's just not playing here. So what I decided to do for today's review is maybe simply avoid talking about this movie, except to say that, yes, it is a movie. If it were still playing around, I would say, yes, go and see it, but it's not. So I will instead go to and tell you what is going to be playing very soon. At the Maison de Cinema, there is an American movie, which is playing there now. And it was the one that I thought, oh, I'll see that one. And then I didn't. And that one, it's still there. I haven't seen it. I have a feeling I could probably talk more knowledgeably about this than Sentimental Value movie, which I saw but was having a lot of trouble following. Anyway, the movie that is there, and it looks like it's also getting quite good reviews as an intelligent, well-made film, is called Ella McKay. So that is there, and probably will be there for a little while still. And the movies that's coming very soon are these. The new Avatar film will be starting very soon. I can tell you exactly when. Avatar is coming the 19th of December. And if you saw either of the, I think it's only two Avatar movies, then you'll have some idea what to expect. They're very, very flamboyant. Lots of amazing photography and amazing special effects. But it's not there just yet. It's coming very soon. Another movie which will be there also very soon is called Anaconda, which is a comedy with Paul Rudd and Jack Black, where they're a twosome who are friends, and they've decided that they would like to make remake a movie from the I think it's the 60s called Anaconda, about a very big snake. And things that I've seen, the previews make it look like it's actually quite amusing, and probably, given the way I'm feeling these days, it might be good to have something quite amusing to go to the movies. Again, I'm sorry that the movie that I did go to see is simply not around anymore, and I will not, I think, waste people's time by talking a lot about it. But it is clearly worth seeing, and it's called Sentimental Value. But the two movies that are coming up very soon is Avatar. It's Avatar Fire and Ash, very soon, on the 19th of December. And the next one, which I think will be kind of a big hit, is called Anaconda. And that's coming on the Christmas Day. The perfect Christmas Day movie. It's about a giant snake that terrorizes these two guys who are trying to make a movie about it. Anyway, so I'm sorry, I don't have a whole lot to say about the movie. If you are interested, I would recommend looking it up online first, but there may be no point because to my understanding, they're simply not there anymore. So there will be no particular reason to look it up unless you are interested in what the story is with this movie, because it'll be a prize winner come Academy Award time. Not much more to say about this. Not a great week for me, I'm sorry. But we'll try again next week.
Okay, well, thanks very much, Melanie. Talk next week.
Okay.